All right, let's turn vinyl surface noise into something actually useful in drum and bass. Controlled, tempo-sync textural sweeps that add motion and tension without trashing your low end or smearing your drop. This is an advanced Ableton Live stock devices workflow. The goal is to take static crackle and shape it into risers, downlifters, and subtle breathing beds that feel like premium transition design, not just random lo-fi ambience. Before we touch any effects, a mindset shift. Treat vinyl noise like FX percussion, not background atmosphere. In dense DNB, its job is to articulate transitions at low fader levels. If you can hear the movement when it's quiet, you're doing it right. If it needs to be loud to be exciting, it's probably not carved and controlled enough. Step 0. Pick or prep a good noise source. Drop a vinyl crackle or needle noise onto an audio track. If it's purely texture, try warping off first. That often sounds more natural and less facey. If you want rhythmic gating that locks tightly to the grid, then warp on is fine. Quick DNB tip. Choose crackle with mid-detail, somewhere in that 2 to 8K area. If it's all top-end hiss, once you start driving it, it gets harsh really fast and starts fighting your hats. Now, coaching move that saves your mix later. Calibrate your noise floor early. Pull the raw vinyl track down so, when it's solid, it's sitting roughly around minus 30 to minus 24 lufs short-term. Basically, very quiet. We're going to build intensity with processing and automation, not with a fader that's doing all the work. Now build the core sweep chain on the vinyl noise track. First device, EQ8 for pre-clean. High pass it hard. Try 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Vinyl noise often has rumble and low garbage you don't notice until it's ruining your sub clarity. If your crackle is spitty or pokey, dip a couple dB around 3 to 5K. Don't overdo it. You just want to take the sting off. Next, auto filter. This is the sweep for classic builds. Pick LP24 for a more focused radio or mid-fog vibe. Pick BP12. Set resonance somewhere around 0.60 to 0.85. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. Add some drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, because that drive is what makes the sweep read on smaller speakers and in a busy mix. Keep the envelope at 0. We're going to animate with automation and LFO. Not envelope following right now. Next, saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And here's the teacher note. Match output so it's not just louder. The point is density and harmonics, not a volume trick. Then add utility for gain staging and width control. This is your Ono. It's too wide and it's not poking through safety device. Set it so your sweep peaks, maybe around minus 18 to minus 10 dBFS before any bus processing. You want headroom, because noise can jump in level once you start resonating and saturating. At this point, you can make a sweep just by automating auto-filter frequency. But the magic is making it feel intentional and alive, not like one static filter ramp. So let's animate it. Approach 1. Arrangement automation. Cleanest for DNB transitions. In arrangement view, automate auto filter frequency over 16 bars. Start lowish, like 250 to 500 Hz, and end up around 12 to 16K. Make the curve exponential, slow at first, then faster toward the end. That's what reads like tension accelerating. Then in the last couple bars, automate resonance up slightly, like 0.65 to 0.85. Not a huge jump, just enough to say we're arriving. Approach 2. Subtle modulation layered under your automation. Inside auto filter, turn on the LFO with a small amount, like 5 to 15%. Set it to a sine or triangle wave. Sync rate, half bar or one bar is a great starting point. This gives a breathing motion underneath the big sweep, so it feels less like a straight line. If you have Max for Live, this gets even better. Drop an LFO device and map tiny ranges to multiple parameters, a little cutoff wobble, a slow utility width drift, maybe even a half dB of saturator drive movement. The keyword is tiny. Controlled randomness, human movement, not chaos. No Max for Live? You can still fake evolving motion. Use auto filter LFO at 1 bar, and auto pan as a trem gate at something odd like 3/16. The phase relationship drifts over time, so you get varination without drawing endless automation. Now we commit it. This is where advanced workflows get fast. Create a new audio track called Vinyl Sweep Print. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record a 16 to 32 bar pass where you perform the sweep. And yes, perform it. Ride the filter sweep. Push utility gain slightly as you approach the drop, and maybe add a touch more saturation drive in the final bars. Think of it like DJing your effects. Controlled energy. Extra Pro Move, print 3 intensity passes. Do one subtle and clean, one medium, and one aggressive. You'll stop overprocessing, because later, in the arrangement, you can just choose the right one. Now that you have audio, you can treat it like any other effects sample. Fade it, reverse it, warp it, chop it, stutter it. Next, let's add rhythm and tension, because D&B risers often dance with the groove. Option A. Rhythmic gating with auto pan. Put auto pan after your chord chain. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume tremolo, not panning. Push the shape towards square for a more choppy gate. Try 1/8 or 1/16 synced. If it's too aggressive, pull amount down to 40 to 70%. Option B. Sidechain ducking with compressor. Add compressor after your filter and saturation. Turn on sidechain and feed it your kick, snare, or even a ghost trigger pattern that matches your groove. Ratio around 4:1, attack 2 to 10 ms, release 80 to 180 ms, and set threshold so you get around 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction. Here's a fun D&B trick, sidechain to the snare. That snare breath on 2 and 4 can make the sweep feel glued into a roller without masking the kick. Now, stereo and space. Noise loves stereo, drops love center punch, so we'll do both, but with control. After your main chain, add a post-EQ. If it's fizzy, do a gentle high shelf down, like -1 to -3 dB at 10 to 14k. And if resonance is starting to sing, don't just turn resonance down. Do the resonance management trick. Automate a narrow EQ notch that follows the problem frequency region. Manual automation is totally fine. This lets the sweep stay sharp without the whistle. For reverb, keep it short and dark. Hybrid reverb, room wide, decay roughly 0.8 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, high cut around 5 to 8k, and dry slash wet maybe 8 to 18%. Even cleaner, do it on a return track instead of an insert. Send the sweep to a dark room return, then EQ the return with a high pass around 300 to 600 Hz and a low pass around 6 to 8k. Automate the send amount instead of dry slash wet. It's easier to keep out of the way of hats and snare snap. Now mono management. Automate utility width. Intros can be wide, like 110 to 140%. As you hit the drop, pull it down to 60 to 90%, or even do a pre-drop vacuum move. In the last half bar, narrow toward near mono, like 0 to 30%, reduce reverb, and then hard cut on the first kick. That momentary narrowing makes the drop feel wider, without you even changing the drop. Now let's make a downlifter. Take your printed riser audio, duplicate it, and reverse it. Then put an auto filter after it, set to HP12, and automate the cutoff up slightly as it approaches the drop. That creates a suck out that gets out of the way at impact. Add a short reverb tail if you want a little trailer, then resample or freeze and flatten if needed. And arrangement-wise, place it in the last bar before the drop and hard cut it on the first kick. Clean cut equals big impact. Now, a couple advanced variations to level this up beyond basic sweep automation. Try a two-stage sweep. Let auto filter do the long 16 or 32 bar rise. Then add a Q8 with a bell, Q around 1 to 2, and automate that bell frequency only in the last 1 or 2 bars. It creates a late focus push that feels like acceleration without drawing a super complex cutoff curve. Try band split sweeps for serious control. Make an audio effect rack with 3 chains. Each chain starts with a QA to isolate a band. Low chain is a muted vibe, maybe band pass 200 to 800, minimal distortion. Mid chain is character, maybe 600 to 4K, some drive, some resonance. High chain is air fizz, high pass 6 to 8K, heavier saturation, then tame it with a shelf. Map one macro called intensity to all 3 chain volumes and make it so the highs rise later than the mids. That gives you the feeling of opening up without harshness early on. And if you want a wushwai, wind-like tone without adding a synth, add corpus after saturation, tube or membrane mode, very short decay, and mix low, like 5 to 15%. It adds a formantish layer that reads as motion on small speakers. One more stock-only grip trick, drum bus, very gently. Low drive, subtle crunch, boom off. It solidifies the texture so it can be quieter but still present. Now let's package this into something reusable. Create an audio effect rack and map macros. Macro 1 is sweep, map to auto filter frequency. Macro 2 is bite, map to saturator drive and a small resonance range. Macro 3 is pump, map to compressor threshold or auto pan amount. Macro 4 is space, map to reverb amount, or your send if you're doing returns. Macro 5 is width, Map to utility width. Macro 6 is air trim. Map to a high shelf gain in AQ8. Save it as DNB vinyl sweep rack so you can drop it into any project. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the things that make sweeps feel amateur in DNB. Too much low end is number 1. High pass early. Always. Resonance screaming is number 2. Resonance plus saturation can whistle hard, so notch it if needed. Overwide in the drop is number 3. Wide noise can smear your center punch. Bright reverb tails are number 4. High cut your reverb so it sits behind hats. And no gain staging is number 5. Noise processing can jump in level fast, so keep utility in the chain and watch your peaks. Let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice. Set your project to 174 BPM. Grab a vinyl crackle loop. Build this chain, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, utility, then either compressor with sidechain or auto pan for gating, then a controlled hybrid reverb or a reverb return. Write a 16-bar riser into a drop. Bars 1 through 12, slow sweep up. Bars 13 through 16, increase bite, and slightly raise intensity with gain or drive. Last half bar, reduce width and reduce reverb so the drop hits clean and tight. Resample it, then reverse it for a downlifter. And finally, chop one bar into a stutter fill using warp markers. When you check your work, ask the real question. In the full mix, with the sweep track very quiet, can you still hear the movement? And at the drop, does it disappear cleanly with no bright tail and no center smear? If you tell me whether you're aiming for liquid, neuro, jump up, or jungle, and whether your drums are break heavy or clean two-step, I can suggest specific band ranges and automation curves so your vinyl sweep voicing matches the subgenre.